Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and Your Transformation Hub. And this podcast is dedicated to the whys and ways to transform the mundane into the magical, the doable into enjoyable, successful and purposeful, all while having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, well, today's episode is five ways to overcome FOMO. Now, I have to admit, this is my number one. I had to look this up because I didn't actually know what FOMO meant, and it is the fear of missing out. So, what does the fear of missing out make us do? Well, my number one is that fear, of course, can get us to rush off into our heads and start ignoring our hearts and start listening to a limiting dialogue with our ego. So, you know me, I'm not really a big fan of fear. But what we are also on is a journey of the conversion of fear into love in our perspective. So sometimes we recognize energy simply as loving energy and we get it from the day one, the outset. Sometimes we consider energy as fear, as limitation, or as being against us. And so that's when we need to be recycling it, need to change our perspective and look at it from a loving and self-loving way. So for me, number one, FOMO, I think, can go in two directions. And that can be that we fear missing out. So then we, for example, overspend because we go, oh, I really want that item and I don't want to ask anyone else to get it. So I'm going to buy it no matter what. So we overextend, perhaps raise our overdraft or basically put ourselves in a less happy state, even though we've bought something that we really aspire to have. I think FOMO can also be not only the rash actions that are going to make us more imbalanced, FOMO can also be the suppressive elements that are going to trigger a victim consciousness behaviour. So we're going to see ourselves as not being worthy, or we're going to see ourselves as not being able to do something, and so we become limited or more fearful as a result. So my number one, you know me, I just believe fear needs to be recycled. So what are we going to do? We're going to change, we're going to transform this fear into that which is going to be supportive, that which is going to be self-loving. So the key to do that is simply to honour self-inquiry. You don't have to tell anyone else. You don't have to write it up on social media. You just need to say to yourself, right then, I don't want to be in fear because that's lowering my vibration. It's not helping me. I'm probably going to be living in my head more than my heart. So what do I need to do? I need to choose to leave this particular state of being. So the minute you realise you are in FOMO, you have that choice to say to yourself, how's that helping? How's that working for you? And when you realise it's lowering your vibration or you're feeling, as I said, potentially envious or rash about your choices and reactions, or you're literally feeling down and lesser and a victim, well, none of that's going to be helping you. So my number one is, if you do find a state of fear like FOMO, then just recognise it and choose differently. Choose to say, now I need to create something that is going to be uplifting, that's going to support me, that's going to be self-loving. And what's that going to be? Well, we're going to move to number two. Well, number two, if you want to move anywhere, and I'm going to rename FOMO as the fuel of moving on. There you go. So for number two, if you do want to move on from this, then you are going to need to get back into your heart and mind. You want fuel and you want to use 100% of your resources. Now, anyone who's listened to any of my episodes previously, they're going to know I'm a very big fan of the heart-mind alignment. Why? Well, because heart-mind alignment gives you the opportunity not only to develop your dreams and to develop your unique infinite potential connection that is unique to you. So you are plugged in like everyone else on the planet. You have a wonderful, unique connection, individual connection to the greater universe, to all that is, to that beautiful unlimited energy flow. And so when you're in your heart, you are in that portal, that interface, and that energy is flowing. And when you're working with how you're feeling, what you're choosing, what you're aspiring to, what you're dreaming of, when you are energizing, all right? You're in that fuel connectedness and alignment. So, of course, we want that to build our lives and to fuel the immaterial into the material experience. So how are we going to do that? Well, we do need our mind, all right? Mind, for me, is our capacity to administrate our daily life. So it's to get the strategies together, it's to write the lists, it's to take the actions with informed and wise choices. So for me, when we combine heart and mind, we've got the material delivery of our dream, the form that we want, and we've got our heart giving us that fuel, that constant connectedness that is uniquely and naturally ours. Now, the problem is when we get in fear or when we bump into these states or realize we're in them, then of course we are not going to be necessarily in the heart-mind alignment to the fullest degree. The more fearful we become, the more we are likely to be hanging out with our ego, our limited self, and worrying about our future, worrying about what we don't have, worrying about what we've just done to try and be in the in crowd. Whatever it may be, we're going to be in a situation where we're in our heads rather than not in our hearts. So the lesser we are in our hearts, the lesser the overlap between heart and mind, the less we're going to get that fuel, our unique and infinite connection, fueling our moving on, and the more we're going to be going around in circles or lowering our vibration or getting into a spiral where we are moving down and feeling that we're a victim of our lives. So my number two is, remember, if you want to make any change, you are going to need fuel to do it. So your heart-mind alignment is crucial in that, in creating your reality and taking command of that energy that is naturally yours, but you need to choose consciously to do it. So balance is a great place to start. So we're balanced now, we've got fuel, we're at number three, and I'm just going to talk about some of the scenarios, I believe, that we go into when we're in FOMO. Now, one of them is, of course, that we fear we don't belong. We fear that perhaps we've got to make rash choices to try and fit in. And potentially, our outside world, the external authority, is going to start taking over our lives. And unfortunately, that is the time to step back into yourself and to say, hey, you know, who's running my life? Who's choosing my life? Who's choosing my experiences? Me or the external authority pushing me around? So for my number three, if you're in a FOMO, like you feel you're missing out on friends, you're missing out on social connections or resonant friendships and supportive ones, then of course, the best thing to do always is to go back into your heart center and really reconnect with that unconditionally loving energy that you are naturally connected to. So I know we would say, if it's natural, well, why do you have to go back in there? Well, because when we start getting dragged around by the external authority, when other people are telling us who to be, what to do, what to buy, and how to react, then we are going to be giving our power away. We're going to be scattering our energy outside of ourselves, and that's not going to help us be balanced and wise and enjoy our experiences. So for me, number three, if you're worried about not fitting in, then please fit in with yourself first and foremost. Go inside and say, not only, I'm not really a big fan of this, I'm enough, all right? I'm a big fan of saying, I am love, I am worthy, and in all forms or all immaterial or material ways. And that it's up to us to take responsibility for that, and that requires conscious choice. And it is not only doable, it is enjoyable, and you can be successful and purposeful doing it. So please do yourself a favour, be kind to yourself, be self-loving. Now, when I say that, I don't mean do what you like in the sense of then pile into the sugar or spend excessive amounts of money cheering yourself up. All right, what I do mean is recognise that you've got this infinite resource. All right, and it's time for you to start believing that and believe in yourself and say, I've got this infinite energy. I need to learn how to use it, but I have it, and it's innately mine and it's naturally mine. already. So another FOMO that we could have is, of course, the fear of missing out in a competitive or comparative way. So we fear that we've got less because someone outside of us has got more. And I think, of course, the social media aspect of a lot of free information options and a lot of openness out there means that we do are constantly bombarded with this particular comparison. You know, is someone out there got more than I've got? So for me, I don't want to support ever the green-eyed monster, all right, the envy of what other people have. What I'm saying in number four for you is, if you fear missing out and that you're overspending to compensate because, again, you're not feeling that you're good enough or worthy, or you are envious and angry because other people have got more than you, then just remember again, go within to your heart center and start investing in the dreams that you want to bring into form, all right? Creativity outside ourselves is simply outside of ourselves, all right? It's some form of reflection. Now, if we've spent a lot of time dedicated to ourselves, then outside of ourselves is often going to reflect what we've been supporting, what we've been energizing in a self-loving way. But of course, if we're a bit scattered, a bit low vibe, or not being self-dedicating to some degree, or we simply are confused by the fast pace of life and, you know, all the things we should know or who we should be or what we're being told to become, then of course, we don't really necessarily know what we truly want. So for me, number four, if you fear other people, you know, have more than you and you're missing out on a luxury lifestyle or a better quality of life, then truly the best thing you can do is to start focusing on your own dreams, getting a real clear message to the greater universe, to your friends, to all of those people who could help you in co-creating your true dream, getting that straight with yourself first and foremost. So recognizing that perhaps you're envious of other people's resources only because you don't believe you've got those resources. And I'm here to tell you, you have, but they start inside of yourself in your immaterial infinite energy connection. And if you want to bring it into now, then you do need to choose to do that. And you need to recognize and understand, spending time with yourself, what you truly want. And that's what everyone out there who appears to have more than you has been doing. And they've been focusing on what they truly believe in, whatever it may be, whether you agree with it or not. So it's a simple process that you create your reality and that you don't waste your precious energy comparing yourself or getting really upset because, as I said, you feel a victim or you feel helpless or hopeless because everyone else appears to be doing so much better than you are. Alrighty. Okay, so my number five is, with FOMO, what you can end up doing is stretching yourself between the past and the future. Some people have got FOMO because something's happened in the past and so they're constantly making reference to it. They felt really down or it was not a success and so they're fearing that that, you know, is going to cause them to miss out again in their future. So what you can imagine is like a big pendulum. Instead of hanging down in a balance point in the middle, this pendulum is just off, swinging from the fear of the future of what's going to come to pass and also reconnecting with the fear of what happened in the past. So you're not going to build any of your future from the past, all right? What you need to do is go back into your heart center and be in that balance point, because the future doesn't become the now until you are in the flow in the truest sense with yourself, because the two just overlap. All right. It's the same with the past. The past can only be there because you're making reference to how it used to be. If you imagine the past, future and now are all energy, they're just all energy, then you're going to be in a very positive place because you're not going to be fearing, oh, I'll miss out in the future or I'll miss out because I missed out in the past. You'll be simply saying to yourself, I've got all the energy concentrated in the now. I'm getting a healthy relationship, working out what I want for myself. And I'm not going to miss out on anything because I'm not going to miss out fundamentally on the relationship with myself. Alrighty, well, it's been my pleasure to talk about FOMO today, and I'm Alexandria. If you would like more of this content, then please, if you can help me, can you like and subscribe on your chosen platform? There's plenty more episodes. But also, if you want to go direct to source, then please come and visit us at yourtransformationhub.com. And there are lots of different resources to help you create the life that you truly want. Thank you very much.